Good morning. We're continuing Chiyadim Hichel Shabbos, and we're learning Klach of Gimel, which is the Melacha of Menapetz. We gave an introduction yesterday, and we discussed about the cases of Menapetz. One of the examples was a form of combing. And the question now moves is when a person combs hair on Shabbos or fur on Shabbos, is a person involved in the Melacha of Menapetz? We discussed. We spoke about combing by the Malach of Gozes, and the question is, why are we looking at it from the angle of Gozes? Why are we looking at it from Menapetz? In other words, Gozes, the concern is, as you comb, you might be pulling out hairs. We have a more basic problem. The action of combing itself is usur. So the Igle Tal, one of the primary sermon on the Lamates Malachas, when he talked about the Malach of Gozes, points out that Menapetz does not apply to hair which is attached to the body. It's only after Gziza, and you're now readying it for the next step in the process of spinning it into thread, that the Malacha applies. So therefore, combing hair on one's body, or combing fur in an animal, will not go under the Malacha of Menapetz. There may be concerns of Gozes, that while one's combing, they're pulling out hairs, which is a form of gziza, of shearing. Combing an animal might come with other issues of muksa as well. But in regards to malachas, the malacha that you would look at is gozes. But he does raise the question, and we'll see in the Chayotim, that the malacha of menapetz is not limited to wool. It's applied to anything which one is combing it out to be able to then use it for the next steps in the process. So what about combing a sheitel? So if the malacha is, it's not mechuber, it's not attached, it was something which is detached, which is then sewn together in some unit to hold it in place, sewn into a cap which a woman wears on their head. Does the Malach of Menapetz apply to combing a sheitel? The Malach of Menapetz was done. Why is combing a significant act? It does not seem to be such a significant act. Just combing something is because it was impossible to do the next step of making it into single threads from the multiple fibers without doing the process of combing and straightening it out beforehand. So if the malacha menapetz is in order to facilitate the process of making it into a thread, and that's going to be something which is an integral part of the malacha, so combing a sheitel obviously will not have that, does not have that point. Or do we argue the main thing is just a mice of combing, which is beneficial, so then we can then argue that combing a sheitel is problematic. So it seems to be potentially a suffix in the Igle Tal. He's not sure. The Igle Tal also wrote his Chuvas Avinezer. So in Chuvas Avinezer, he seems to be mesupik on this question. And therefore, some poiskim are concerned. They have to be concerned when a person is coming a sheitel. If they do it vigorously, that's going to be a problem of potentially a suffix of the Malach of Menapetz. If one does it gently, which doesn't really pull the hairs into it, straightening, etc., so just a gentle action is clearly not the malacha menapetz, and one will not have a problem with that. If you have a significantly disheveled sheitel, the combing might go into a different problem of tikkun kli. A sheitel is a form of a kli, and the kli is not functional as is, and so fixing a kli, it goes into Nisad Rabbanon, Chazar Asu Tikkun Kli, because Gzera Otu Makab Patish. So there's Nisad Rabbanon Tikkun Mana, which would apply to a sheitel which has become extremely disheveled because of the wind, to the point that a woman cannot wear it as is. So then combing it would go, even if it's not the concern of Menapetz, and Gozes doesn't apply because it's not its natural place that it was attached from. So there's no gozes, and we argue there's no menapetz, there's still going to be a concern of tikkun kli.